The National Football League playoffs are not what commentator Frank DeFord would consider must-see TV. He says these days the NFL is less about crowning a champion and more about honoring the pretty good.
With the Super Bowl fast approaching, the National Football League has a problem. Does it have any teams good enough to play in the Super Bowl? This is a real dilemma, because if the NFL can't come up with any modern teams like those great juggernauts of old capable of playing in the Super Bowl, then how can we watch Super Bowl commercials? But the NFL is delighted with its policy that may be called competitive correctness, seeking as it does to make sure that no one team is any better than any of the others. Apparently, everybody got the memo except for the Cincinnati Bengals. Euphemistically, in this kinder, gentler gridiron universe, this arrangement is sweetly referred to as parody. In a more objective world, it's known as universal mediocrity. Now, to be sure, universal mediocrity has its advantages. Certainly, it's better than the baseball system. In baseball, the Yankees and a few other rich kids are the only teams with any chance, and everybody else is the Cincinnati Bengals. In the NFL, though, everybody is just one year away from playing in the Super Bowl, which has been manifestly proved the last 4 years, as the Falcons, Rams, Ravens, and Patriots have all survived to come out of nowhere to be voted onto the island. Yes, it's nice that everybody but the Cincinnati Bengals has a chance, but it's also true that flatlining is against the natural order of sports. Except possibly for the aberrational World War II years, this is really the first sustained period in the history of the NFL when there's been no showcase team. Not since the 1930s has the National Hockey League failed for long not to have at least a mini-dynasty. Only for a period in the 1980s did baseball not put up one model champion. Essentially, the National Basketball Association has never once in its history gone more than a couple of seasons without one dominant franchise. And it's the way of the world to have some superior team at the top of the tree, there for us to admire, and for the other teams to try to knock off. Universal mediocrity is a perfectly reasonable choice that the NFL has manipulated. Certainly, it's nice that fans can believe that their team is only a lucky bounce away from being this year's Patriots. But the NFL has sacrificed excellence on the altar of expectation. I don't know, maybe I'm an elitist, but I always thought the big leagues were supposed to be about being best, not about being just pretty good. Oh well, at least the Super Bowl commercials still go for high quality. Who do you think will be better? Willie Nelson for H&R Block or the Osborne family for Pepsi Twist?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.